Eli Young Band on WRCO.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all of your trails are so very happy. Have a great Monday, and thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Community Conversation on The Morning Show right here. Coming up next, a news update from ABC, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the current reading is 64 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden said minutes ago that the Secret Service needs more help after another apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump. This one at his Palm Beach Golf Club in Florida. The suspect is in custody. Here's ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
With 50 days left until the November election, officials now see no reason to believe political violence is going to lessen. In fact, they're making preparations for how to handle Election Day and the certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. And in this case, the question is, was this a success because the security redundancies worked, or a failure because the gunman got so close in the first place?
Vice President Harris is scheduled to meet with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today at their headquarters in Washington, D.C. Striking Boeing union workers and the company head back to the table tomorrow. This time, though, the talks will be overseen by a federal mediator. Boeing says it could be losing as much as $100 million a day while workers are off the job. This is ABC News. Due to begin today in Charleston, South Carolina, a two-week hearing into the implosion of the Titan submersible. The Coast Guard investigating why the sub crumpled on its way to the wreck of the Titanic last summer. All five on board were killed. In suburban Cleveland, a little girl and her family car disappeared Sunday morning, but the case was quickly resolved.
A neighbor's home security camera captured the Nissan Rogue driving away.
He did advise the driver appeared to be small in stature.
The police dispatch from Broadcastify. A short time later, in the next town over,
Bainbridge located the vehicle so far, but not the child.
The Nissan was in the parking lot of a Target inside the store.
Bainbridge does have the female juvenile.
The 8-year-old with $400 had driven to Target, done some shopping, and was checking out when the police found her. She's safe back at home. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Family of Tito Jackson says the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer has died. Jackson, an original member of the Jackson 5, he played guitar and was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Sapphires are associated with royalty, truth, and good health. Princess Diana had a sapphire for her engagement ring. Sapphires come in many different colors, from white to orange to blue. So stop by Pamela's, save on your colorful sapphires on your next sapphire purchase at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Highs in the middle to upper 80s today, remaining very warm with a south-southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, a low of 58 with some patchy fog. Mostly sunny, very warm again Tuesday and 85. Wednesday, 82 with plenty of sunshine. Thursday, mostly sunny and still warm, a high of 82. Friday, 82 with a 30% chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm.
Ty Geard here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here on a Monday to talk about one of our favorite subjects, the upcoming Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, and it's going to be happening over the next couple of weekends with all kinds of great things, and you'll learn about some of the new vendors and the places where you can stop. Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butnow are in the studio to talk about it here today. Dorothy, here we go again. Are you guys ready?
You know, I think ready as we'll ever be, but yeah, certainly ready to have people come on out into the countryside and explore all these amazing businesses that are existing that people didn't know about out in the hills and valleys of Sauk, Richland, and Juneau County.
Indeed, and it's been like summer-like weather here, Lisa, so it doesn't even seem like it should be fall yet, does it?
Not at all, not at all, which makes the food you're going to have on this tour amazing, because the vegetables, all the produce is just in its prime, peak.
Good long growing season this year.
Good long growing season. Good sweet tomatoes. It's been a great season.
What's interesting now, this runs over two weekends, Dorothy, and the fact is that this weekend is going to feel like summer. Maybe the next weekend will feel a little bit more like fall.
That just might be the case. And, you know, coming over here, I see a few hints of color in the trees. So definitely Mother Nature has kind of given us that preview that fall is on its way.
Absolutely. Can you give us a little history, Lisa, of this and how it all started?
You bet. This is our eighth year, and it's hard to believe we've been doing this 8 years ago. But 8 years ago, I had some folks come into the restaurant, and they sat down, and they said, we should do a tour. It was Bob Toby from Toby's Plumbing, and I called up Dorothy, I called up Car Valley Cheese, I called up a few others, like Narrows Creek Winery, and boom, we had a tour. And 8 years later, we're getting bigger and bigger every year. And this year, we have 19 venues rolling out the red carpet so people could come out and check what happens out in the country. See where your food lives.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Now, does GPS find all of these places or not?
We really promote people to get a copy of the paper copy of the map or download the map ahead of time onto their phone, because a few of these places, yeah, the cell service might be a little iffy, but you know the maps we have are, you know, we work with Sauk County and they've got every town road on here, so really kind of help you from getting lost. And hey, you know, really, it's a beautiful place. If you're going to get lost, why not get lost here?
And it's an explore. Come explore and take your map with you. Good place to get lost.
That's old school. It really
is.
One of my favorite things when I was a kid was just taking a Sunday drive with the parents.
Yes.
And we didn't really have a destination. We would just drive around. And this is a good opportunity. If you've ever driven past a business or a farm or whatever and thinking, I wonder what they're doing there. You know, this is your chance to snoop around, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if you see that sign, you just pull right in, because we have little chicken signs with little arrows pointing towards where you need to go.
Great. So what is this Saturday and Sunday then for the first week?
This for This first weekend will be this Saturday and Sunday. Most of the venues are open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I know there's a few that have special hours that are listed on our event guide. I know, for example, Wilkinson Farms is open from 9 to 6. I think Cow Valley Cheese is only from 8 to 4 or 10 to 3 on Sundays. I mean, normally Cow Valley isn't open on Sundays, so they're open specially for this event on Sundays during both weekends. That's kind of the time frame that you can be out and about. While we have numbers on each of the venues, you don't necessarily have to follow it. Number one happens to start out close to Bear Valley, and the last one, number 19, kind of takes you up to Lake Redstone. But we've kind of got them grouped in different areas, you know, the Laval area, Lime Ridge, Loganville area. And then we've got some folks that are over toward Rock Springs and somebody down by Plain. With two weekends, I think it gives you ample time to make the trips out to visit all of our stops.
I would say it'd be a lot in one day, wouldn't it?
It would be a lot in one day. I'm going to be honest. This year, as we've gotten bigger, it would be a lot to do it in one day. So we really encourage people, take a couple days to do it, or maybe a Saturday one weekend and a Sunday another weekend, so that you can take the time to get out and really enjoy what a lot of these stops have. Because it's not only what they have for sale. Some of them are having live music. Some of them are kind of having a petting zoo, kind of allowing you to just take some time and relax with your family.
You mentioned 19 businesses. Lisa, are there some new ones included this year then?
We have 6 new venues. And to bounce back to what Dorothy was saying, we have this Explore HVE Tour Rewards to encourage you to visit at least 10 of the sites and get a punch on your brochure. And then we do a giveaway. We do a 4 gift certificates giveaway. And just to encourage you to check out all the different sites. But yeah, we've got 6 new venues this year, and they're splattered all over. And again, we hope to expand further into Sauk County, into Juneau County, into Richland Center. So, there's lots to be doing on this tour.
There really is. And, you don't want to just mention or visit them once a year, obviously. You want to kind of plant that seed for people that, hey, these people are here and come back.
Yep, most of them are open year-round, and others take orders year-round. A lot of the farmers, they butcher and harvest on a schedule, and you can get on their email lists and get onto their scheduling of when they're harvesting to get the best food, because that's what we do out here. We grow the best food.
We do. Is it possible for you to kind of take us on the tour and mention some of the businesses then that we can see along the way?
Certainly. I think we'll just kind of go down and her and I'll tag team. So, like I mentioned, the number one stop is at Mary's Organic Farm, Mary Knockreiner and Rob Haar. They have certified organic eggs, chicken, and beef. They are located just a little bit outside of Bear Valley. They'll be featuring an artist there with some of his work tour and check out. And they've just got a beautiful place kind of nestled up into the hills there. They would be happy to have you come visit.
Great. Great place to start then.
Yep. And they sell beef and chicken there. A lot of protein. And we've got many protein sellers on here. But what I want you to do when you go on this tour is talk to the farmers, because each have their own philosophy. And I know it sounds funny, but you can really taste terroir in protein. You can really taste what you feed the animals. So I encourage you to buy a little at each place and do a taste test, because you'll the flavor profiles are very different in the protein. I find that fascinating. So Mary does organic with her partner Rob, and no soy. And then the next right by them to the east is Plain Pastures with Terry Wheeler and his family, and he's a new one to our tour. He also has grass-fed beef available, and he has those alpacas and llamas, which are super fun, and he does fiber collection with them, and I would encourage you to check out them. And we also have another alpaca. They were on last year, and they're up north, Spirit Valley alpacas. So you can check out these fun animals. I think they're dromedarians. Are they related to camels?
They should be, I think.
They should be. If not, we'll rewrite the rules. But there you have it. There's the you have down south, we have some alpacas and llamas, and up north, we have some alpacas.
Lots of fun for the youngsters to see these animals up close, right?
For sure. And probably one thing I wanted to mention once we kind of point out the plain pastures is I think folks know by this time Highway 23 is still under construction between Loganville and Plain. You're going to have to maybe look out some of the town roads. I mean, really do some exploring to kind of get to their place. Just as a hint, they're located close to Cedar Grove Cheese Factory. So that's where you'll find their llamas. We want to make sure people are fully aware of 23's closure and so that they can, you know, make their way around. But they certainly can get there and find them. Next on the tour is Wilkinson's Farm Meat and Produce. This is Jackie and Greg Wilkinson and their four children. They live kind of up at the corner of PF and W up on top of the hill there on Elder Ridge. The Wilkinsons are of all of our venues kind of have the full menu. I mean, they have vegetables that they grow and make available throughout the year. They have all the proteins, so beef, pork, lamb, chicken, turkeys,
duck,
yeah. And I know Jackie's got a lot of great family-friendly activities up there. They're going to have a petting zoo. I think they're having a coffee truck there. They've got several other vendors that they support. So they have a farm store. And, I think what's really cool about our farming community is we kind of try to uplift each other. We try to support each other. So she's got a few other farms that have some of their bison meat, that have their honey there, their maple syrup, popcorn. And so there's just a lot that you can find stopping over at the Wilkinsons.
Sounds like a one-stop shop right there.
It is, but be sure you do more than one stop, honestly.
And that also is very family-friendly. And next one up is the Country Roots Creations, which is also very family friendly. Lots of activities for children at both of those places. Heather and her Broughton and her family, she's got a beautiful family. And they have a local corn maze. They've got a local garlic grower that's been with them a couple years now. And he grows, you would not believe the variety of garlic available. Who knew?
I didn't know.
Probably has 50 varieties of garlic, pickled garlic. Just the plant variety. Then he takes them and processes them under the pickle bill, and he does some other stuff that he has for sale. And the Country Roots Creation, they just, lots of kid activities. They've got a pumpkin patch.
Moms, they're selling this year. Yep.
Yep, and we have multiple mum sellers. We've got three mum sellers on the tour this year. So, I mean, really go different places, talk to the farmers, because they each have different philosophies about things that matter to them and how they are shepherds of the land. And it's really, they're very interesting people to talk to. And they're out there. They're ready to take your questions and help you understand what rural America is all about.
You can surely see where everything comes from, can't you?
For sure. Another new one that on the tour is Country Junk. So it's Dan and Sherry Stolte. They are kind of between Hill Point and Loganville, just off of 154. So they have these beautiful landscaping, beautiful gardens, and they have for sale their salsa and spaghetti sauces, as well as they have vintage rural decor that they are collectors and they want to share and maybe make you a few deals while you're there. So we're really glad to have them join the tour this year as a new stop.
Huh, interesting. Something for everybody, you know, when you're traveling around in the car, you know, somebody likes collecting or somebody likes collecting food or whatever the case might be.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's what we love about it. These are all little tiny businesses that don't have the budget to advertise. And that's one of the functions of the Hill and Valley Tour is that we collaboratively advertise and we help each other so that we all get customers and we all expand and then we get a little economic boost for our community.
Right. I mean, it's not competition.
No,
you're helping one another.
It's you know, supportive. There might be a little friendly competition mixed in there, but it's definitely a very supportive community.
Where are we going next?
we have two. The next two are the Narrows Creek Winery and Mead King. Narrows Creek Winery is owned by Dean and Vicki Baumgarten, and they are over in Loganville. They're just down the road from Country Junk, and they've been on the tour. They're one of the first ones. They were one of the people I called up and said, hey, you want to do a tour? And they were all on, and they make really fun fruit wine. It started as a hobby. They've been making fruit wine for decades, and then they decided in 2017 on our first tour that they were going to do all the licensing with Sauk County and the Wisconsin State to get a licensed winery to make and sell their wine. And they do a fantastic job, and they have really fun fruit flavors, and they use a lot of local produce. With their rhubarb wine, Vicki does a call for rhubarb every spring so she can get enough rhubarb to do her wine, and that one is super fun. And she has a bunch of little sub venues there of different artists. Sue Ann Sepeck has been there from the very beginning as well, and she does beautiful paintings, and there's some sign makers there. It's all locally made people. And then Mead King, which is over in Rock Springs, they're our other alcohol producer, and they make wine called mead, that's what, with honey. And they collaborate with other folks, and they use locally grown honey, and they use locally grown flowers and different things what do you do to mead? You add it and you enhance your mead with different flavorings, mm-hmm. made with all locally grown fruits and vegetables.
So moving on from there, we go to just between Rock Springs and Baraboo. Again, another new venue is Beulah's Pleasant Valley Farm. The Beulahs also market their produce as organic. So again, if you're looking for organic produce, a great place to stop by. They have a farm store property as well. They also produce grass-fed beef, pasture pork, pasture-raised chickens. They are probably one of the leaders here in Sauk County as far as regenerative agriculture. I know they've hosted several different pasture walks through Sauk County Land Conservation and the SWIG program. And I think they would be more than happy to really talk to you about how they care for the land and keeping our land, fertile and viable for the future. Going from there, you go back toward Reedsburg. Another new venue. Really excited to hear Glory and Grace Flower Farm. Years ago, flower and farm, the same phrase, just never seemed like that was like how you would do it. But their flower farms are literally popping up all over. And Kim Atkins has transformed her property from cow pastures to these amazing flower gardens for people just to come, take in the beauty, relax, maybe purchase a few flowers. I know Kim is going to have food available there for purchase, as well as live music. So while you're on the tour, it's definitely going to be a place where you just want to take a break and stop and just take it all in.
That's another one of those where, they'd like you to purchase something, but just walk through and see all the sights and sounds.
Exactly.
No purchase necessary.
Right? Exactly.
See all the beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And Kim will have mums too. She's our second mum producer on the tour. And, I do think that one of her business plan items is to offer a photographic scene for like weddings and graduation photos. I think that is in her business plan for the future.
Wonderful. Yeah. You see a lot of those wedding pictures and graduation pictures that are just very nice. So where are we going next?
Oh, then we head right back to Lime Ridge area, and we're going to stop at Valley Springs Farm B&B, which is owned by my good friend Dorothy Harms here with her hubby. And they do grass-fed beef, and Dorothy makes amazing jams and jellies, which I'm using for the branding iron. We're having a brie and jam pizza using one of Dorothy's awesome jams. She also has a farm stay there. So if you need a place to stay during the tour, you need to call Dorothy, because I believe she still has some openings.
I still have a few rooms available during one of the weekends. So yeah, we're a place, I think, where people can come and stay and just kind of get a firsthand look at what farming is all about. And just one other thing that we're going to be offering during the tour is my husband drives as a hired driver for the Amish, and there's one of the local families there that had a little baby in the UW hospital for 6 months, and so they've got quite a hospital bill to pay now, and so we're inviting the Amish to come and do a bake sale there, so there'll be some Amish goodies for folks that really, you know, love that baked goods, but the money raised there will go toward helping this family. So, you know, that's part of what this event is about, too, is supporting community and uplifting the people around us.
Nothing like an Amish cinnamon roll or a donut or something like that.
There is that. Oof. There is that.
Good stuff. Tell me more about, what did you say? What kind of pizza did you say?
We're going to do a baked brie pizza featuring Dorothy's jams.
Baked brie pizza.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has, Dorothy makes, we're going to try, you can have your choice of savory. There's a tomato basil jam, which, and then there is a wild blackberry jam. So you'll have your choice of which jam do you want with your baked brie. And it has chicken and brie, and it's it was delicious.
Oh, so that's going to be available at the Branding Yard.
Yes,
right?
On Saturday night at 4:00. We're going to start baking pizzas out on the 21st.
What else are you doing at the Branding Iron then?
Oh,
featuring some other things?
Yeah, Steve, yeah. My partner, he's an awesome smoker, and we have some briskets that we saved from when we butchered, and we were going to have our smoked brisket special. And we always do our homemade potato chips that people absolutely adore and during the Hill and Valley Tour. So we'll have our potato chips, we'll have our brisket, we'll have a pizza special. It's all on our Facebook page. You can sort through it, and, you know, there's so many great events on this tour. It's just worth the effort to make it up here.
Can I sing karaoke or not? Or is that
no karaoke?
Not that night. Okay.
Not that night.
All right.
But just over the ridge from Dorothy is the Greener Grass Collective at Idaho Valley Farm. This is another young farming family, and it is also very kid friendly. Nate is a landscaper, so he's done crazy landscaping over there, and he uses old tractors and old equipment, and it's super fun, and there's plenty of room for the children to run wild. They are protein producers. They do free range. They do all natural. They don't, no prophylactic antibiotics. They're just a nice young family. Again, another one of our family-friendly sites.
Nice to hear about the old equipment being used.
Yes, it's really fun. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I just didn't think I'd like it, but I really think it's fun to look at. And they have it landscaped. They have it mixed into the landscaping with trees. And I've really watched, really enjoyed, because they're on the Highway K. So it's a main drag from Reedsburg down to Lime Ridge, where the Branding Iron is. And I just have loved over the years watching that property blossom and just take, like, watch the plants grow and the way he has it landscaped. It's so fun.
What's next on the tour?
Well, just kind of on Highway S, not far down the road from me, is Narrows Creek Gardens with Mel and Sandy Smith. Mel is a connoisseur of aronia berries. I mean, he is, like, as far as I know, the leading authority on aronia berries. So if you don't know what aronia berries are, they are, I guess to me, I would compare them kind of like blueberries, but blueberries with super antioxidants. They're super healthy. They're very earthy flavor. I know people can use them as aronia juice, aronia jellies, syrups. So he'll have those available. He also really specializes in growing specialty herbs and spices, and I know he's got raspberries this year as well. What's really unique about his property, he has these geodesic domes, thank you, and which help act as greenhouses for his plants. So just to come and see those are very interesting.
I learn something every year when you come to the morning show, because, you know, not only about these businesses, but some of the things that they diversify in. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, again, that's why we do the Hill and Valley Exploration Tours, so that people can find these. You know, we collaboratively advertise so people can find these really cool things that people are doing. And you wouldn't be able to find it on your own unless you were super lucky. I mean, it's a great explore. It's an exploration.
Oh, the places we'll go. We're going to take a time out and come back. We've got more to talk about on the Hill and Valley Tour when we continue.
We sure do.
All right. We'll have more coming up on The Morning Show.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
You've got choices. You've got options and selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Start Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butineau are our guests on the morning show today, talking about the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, which is going to be happening the next two weekends in our area. And we're on tour with them right now, kind of telling us where to go in some ways. Where do we leave off?
After we left off with Mel and his aronia berries, the super antioxidant little berries of joy, we just wandered down the road to the branding iron. And I want to refer people back on the brochure. There's a little hours of operation box right on there, that because some of the farms are open for different hours. We told you that earlier, but I just want to refocus you on there, because the branding iron is open at 11 and we seat until 8 on Saturdays, and we seat until 6 on Sundays. And the first Saturday, we have our wood-fired oven pizza. We're going to start that, serving that around 3. And then we'll have our brisket special, like we mentioned. But make sure you check out that hours of operations box, because a lot of the places are different hours. And also, you will need to go to our Facebook page and check out the events list there, because there are events that run after dark. At the Ernest Hoopadin's Painted Forest, there's going to be star watching on that first Saturday above it in the dark, because there's very little light pollution up in Vaulton where that is. But yep, make sure you check out that hours of operation. And after you have your lunch or dinner, you can wander down to Car Valley Cheese, just down on Highway G. We're starting to head north now to the north. Our venue's up there. And Car Valley Cheese was one of our original venues, again, when back in 2017, when Bob said, let's do a tour. Car Valley Cheese was one of the people. I call Patty Koenig. She's the operations manager there. And again, they're going to be open Saturdays and Sundays for the tour.
So next, you're going on up on G, heading up north. The road. North, exactly.
Heading north.
To Woodland Valley Farms. Russell and Kathy Price have an amazing fall collection of mums. It is probably the biggest variety of colors I've seen anywhere. So we really need to go up and check that out for your fall decorations. Multiple types of pumpkins, all the different colors of pumpkins, even the little knobby ones and spooky ones and gourds and everything. So really a place I think you really would enjoy. As Lisa mentioned, then up toward Vaulton is Ernest Hoopadin's Painted Forest, that is managed by David Wells from Edgewood. So the Painted Forest is a folk art treasure. It's one of these places that has been preserved by the Kohler Arts Foundation, and it's being managed by Edgewood College. And it has the just this historic painting that has lasted through all the years. And you know, they have docents that can come and tell you the stories of, you know, how this painting came to be and why it's in place today, as well as some of the other art activities. I know there's going to be an art, and help me with this, Lisa,
Cyanotypes.
Yes.
Cyanotypes is an old school way of preserving. It's a photography technique, and it's usually blue and white, but you can change the color with different chemicals. And you would put your botanical onto this piece of treated paper, and then you set it in the sun, and it would record the shape, and then you would color it in to do a record of this specimen that you had found when you were exploring the United States back in the early 1800s. It's a really cool technique. And they will have a specialist there. It's free. It's open to the public. You can make your own art. Angela Johnson's her name. You're welcome to bring your own botanicals, bring lace, and she has all this stuff there, and she'll show you how to do it. It's very kid friendly, but it's also adult friendly, because you could make beautiful pieces, and that they'll be there both Saturdays. And then that evening, they'll have John Heasley from Driftless Stargazing. He'll be leading folks in a discussion of the night sky, and that starts, I think, at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, I just love the Painted Forest. I'm a fan.
That's awesome. We're learning some new words this year on the tour, too, aren't we?
Cyanotypes, aronia berries.
Exactly.
We gotcha.
And you got got the definition, too, so I appreciate that. All right. Anything left on the tour then?
Yeah, you bet. We mentioned the alpacas from Spirit Valley. And Kathy is, this was a new venue last year, and so this is their second year on the tour. And she has this alpaca farm, and part of her business plan is she's starting to develop little felting kits with her fiber. She's also, you know, the alpacas are beautifully groomed, and she can, you can use them as flower girls on your wedding. There's all sorts of fun things you can do with alpacas. And they are so friendly, and you can use them for photo shoots, and she has all of that in her business plan. And apparently she also has pick your own pumpkins that day too.
Awesome. It's getting to be that time of year again,
isn't it?
Sure.
It is. So from there, you kind of head on over off of Highway 33 up onto Byington Road, up onto the ridge there is Jasper Apple Farm. So Rick and Barb Jasper had been dairy farmers, and probably about 10 years ago or so converted their farm over to orchards. And if you have a chance to follow Rick's Facebook page, he is one of the best local people to talk to you about their apples. He talks with such passion, and really loves what they do there. They've got I went up to visit last week. The drive and the views and vistas off of that ridge road are just amazing. And they not only have apples, but they have, I know they've got a few peaches and pears and plums left as well. And in their farm store, they've got jams that they've made from their fruits, and they've got a few other like maple syrups and other local products that they help promote as well. But they are new to the tour this year. Really happy to have them, and they've got a lot to offer you. And then finally is McWilliams Heritage Farm Folk and Forest School. Aaron and Scott McGivern joined our tour a few years ago, and the first year they joined with their family, they've got 9 children now, and they just wanted people to come out and see their kind of old McDonald farm. You know, they had every sort of animal, planted beautiful gardens and stuff, and they weren't really quite sure how they were going to make this, you know, into something that produces income. Today, they provide outdoor learning opportunities for children. They have a school that they provide for kids to come. If they get summer programs, they'll be having their fall program. And then sometimes they have kind of mini sessions. But they're all about allowing kids to learn and explore in nature. And really, like, the kids are, it's everything is hands-on. They get to help prepare the meals that are served there. They get to help feed the chickens. They get to help tend the gardens. They explore the woods. It's really become this place that a lot of people really want their kids to experience. So they will only be open the first weekend. They have another commitment the second weekend. But if, you know, you've got kids that, you know, you'd like to get them out in nature, this is definitely a must stop for you on the tour.
A great learning adventure, that's for sure.
To talk about their programming, their formal programming. But we do have one other bonus business. It's an apple orchard, and it's down Loganville. It's called Shanahan Orchard. And it's going to be a little challenging to get to because of all the construction on Highway 23. But you can get there from here. What road is that on, Dorothy?
So if you take double G and get onto 23, you can just kind of sneak past the construction on Shortcut Road, and then you kind of comes around and back to 23, and they're orchards are just below the bridge there. And look for the big apple sign. Bernard and Dorothy Shanahan would be happy to welcome you to their apple orchard. They've got a variety of, I know they've got Honeycrisps right now that they're featuring. They've got, I know they'll have pumpkins and squash as well. They didn't get a full on the venues this year because of the construction, but they'd sure be happy to have you come see them.
We had a listener that asked again about how people can get road maps and find out where they're going for the tour.
Sure. Every single venue has maps, but also Reedsburg Area Chamber of Commerce. If she is very happy. She's so supportive of us. We love Christine Kennecke. She will mail them to you. So you can either stop into the Reedsburg Area Chamber in Reedsburg. What is that road it's on?
Railroad
Street, or you can call the chamber and she will mail them to you if you're not from the area.
Right. I think it's old school getting that road map out and looking it up, isn't it?
It really is. Like I said, the road map has got right down to every town road, and so it can kind of keep you from getting too hopelessly lost in the on the Explorer. Yeah.
Joe Fleischman at Sauk County did that for us, and he's the best. He's just super nice. Also, we do have a Google map out there, and you can find it on our Facebook page, the Hill and Valley. It's at Explore Hill and Valley. We'll pull it up for you. And it's one of the featured links you'll see out at the top of the page. You can see this. We do have a Google map that you can download. But, you know, it is the internet can be, the cell service can be a little sketchy. So make sure you have your backup paper map. And it's good for people to learn to remember how to use a paper map.
Sure. And seeing some new areas and a way I feel about it, if you get lost, so that's part of the fun, I think,
right.
Sometimes, isn't it?
It's an explore.
It's for sure.
You'll get to where you're going to go, I think, eventually. So anyway, yeah. We'll come back with a final portion of the morning show talking about this year's Hill and Valley Exploration Tour.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The annual Hill and Valley Tour is coming up this weekend and next in our area. Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butnow are in the studio with us. And Lisa, you have an auction that goes along with this particular event, don't
we
you?
We do. We have an online auction. All of the items are donated by the venues, and there are a few items donated by supportive businesses such as Tammy Meyer and her Sensi business. She was a community supporter. And, you know, the Judd Realty out of Loganville, Karen Judd, she runs this auction for us. And you can go to the Judd Realty site, or you can go to the Hanson Auction site, or you can go to the Hill and Valley Facebook page and find the link for this auction. There's so many cool items, including the original artwork by Peg Durkin. She's the art teacher at Ithaca High School. And all our brochures this year have her feature her painting, and we have that painting on auction. She donated it to the Hill and Valley Tour. I mean, we've got such great support from the community for this event, and it really, I can't be happier. I do want to mention our sponsors, Magnum Radio, you guys, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Public Radio, Edible Madison. We really just are so grateful for our supporters. And yes, please support us too. You can do so on our auction. We have great items there. It's not a bargain hunt, folks, so please bid often and bid high.
We hope that they will do that. But then the funds go back to help you with promotion maps and all that stuff,
too. To do our advertising and to get ready for the 9th annual 2025 Hill and Valley Tour. All of our funds, we don't have any paid positions. All of our funds are put right back into advertising and trying to get as many people to be aware of these really cool businesses that you wouldn't find on your own because they're small and they just don't have the ability to reach a lot of customers. And again, that's what we're about for the Hill and Valley Tour, is helping little tiny businesses, helping farms, rural communities, helping them get tourists, customers to their place, and having people find these really great experiences that are out there at these different venues.
Dorothy, I'm sure with your business, too, you direct people all year long about where to go, and you almost have to be pretty well versed in all these pieces
are. I really do try to be that local expert for my guests. Yeah. And so always kind of got my ear to the ground about what festivals are happening, what events are happening, if there's something that they're really looking specifically for, I'm directing them toward Car Valley, toward the Branding Iron, to enjoy the food there, to the winery, having all these other businesses as people that I know I can lean on. And that's kind of like we had said earlier that, while this is the next two weekends coming up in September, it's all throughout the year that as businesses we can support each other. I find myself sometimes if I'm out of a steak or something like that, I know that there's some other beef vendors that I can say, hey, why don't you go check out with my friend Jackie or with the IDs over the hill or Mary, any of them. Yeah. That there's other places that they can go, and so that's, I think, like we said, it's really not competition. It's about uplifting everybody, that are in this space.
It just seems like you have a whole bunch of businesses in that area. Why do you think that in your area there are so many?
I think that there is definitely, I think I'm seeing a shift in agriculture. There's so many times we were told bigger is better. And I think people are rediscovering that there are opportunities for small farmers, small and medium-sized farms to be able to, if you can directly market to consumers, there's an opportunity to gain some profits. I also represent, I'm on the Wisconsin Agritourism Board, and we see agritourism as really being an economic engine across the state of Wisconsin. It's certainly an opportunity for farms to provide additional farm income to maybe sometimes cover the gap that maybe their commodity crop is or their commodity livestock is not covering. And so it's, I think you're just seeing more and more because farms want to survive. Farms want to maintain in business. And so these are ways as entrepreneurs that we can.
I'm just so impressed that they've diversified. You mentioned planting flowers in the pasture and things like that. I mean, I wouldn't have ever thought about that years ago.
Yeah, like Dorothy said, larger isn't always better. You can do some very wonderful niche markets and reach out to them and make a living doing it, which is what we want to do in the country. And it's a way to maintain your lifestyle.
Most definitely. So it's over the course of next weekend and the following weekend. Maybe we can kind of reiterate the times and everything then.
September 21st, 22nd, this coming Saturday, Sunday, the following weekend, September 28th, 29th on Saturday and Sunday. Most venues, as Lisa said, are open from 10 to 4, but kind of pay attention to a few of them, especially some of the eating establishments and that, for their times of, serving. Go to our website, www.explorehillandvalley.com. You can see, kind of take a preview of the list of venues so you can kind of pick out the ones you want to visit.
There is a downloadable map off of that website, too.
Yeah.
Good.
And then also, like we said, we've got the rewards program for all our people taking the tour. Go and ask for that punch on your map, get 10 punches or more, and turn it in for an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate to make a future purchase at one of these venues. So again, just
trying to promote that ongoing business for our businesses participating.
So you have 19 businesses this year. Looking, Lisa, maybe at expanding that in the future then?
We are always open to new rural businesses that want to talk to us about what our goals are. You know, we're very collaborative. We want supportive people. We want people doing fun, interesting, niche things. Please reach out to us, explorehillandvalley@gmail.com. We're all about our community and supporting our neighbors and making a wonderful place to live. And come check us out. Come take the tour. It's an explore. It's fun.
And think the leaves are going to be starting to gradually turn as they are. You know, what are people saying about the weather and the crops this year, Lisa? How are the fruits of their labor coming?
Well, all I know is from a restaurant and buying local produce that it is pretty darn tasty.
People can check that out.
Yeah,
for sure. And I think too, as a farmer, you know, people, you know, you can see the corn silage is starting to go down, you know, or people are cutting corn silage. I think people had adequate hay this year. I think overall there's a good sentiment in the countryside. But
preparing for winter.
Yes, mm-hmm. But then there's always that. But I think overall it's been a pretty good year. But you know, we always treasure that because we know it could turn real quick on us.
Yes, it definitely could. And here we are past the middle of September.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Any idea, indication when the leaves are going to be their brightest this year? Have you gotten anything from your sources?
Well, what I've been reading is it's going to be early October, and maybe it'll be bright. There's something about the warm days and cold nights makes for the most beautiful colors. Time will tell us, right?
Yes, it will. Anything else either of you would like to add here today?
Hey, just thanks so much, Phil, for having us
thanks,
on today.
We
and
really appreciate you.
Just really glad to have folks hear about the tour and hope you put it on your calendars and make some time to come on out.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate what you guys do in promoting local
Phil.
Businesses and everything. We hope it goes really well. And come back and see us in the off season, too, as you prepare. You know, it's kind of fascinating to learn about all these farms.
Certainly can.
You bet. Dorothy Harms and Lisa Butno joining us here. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is coming up this weekend and next in our community.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including Macintosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
WRCO.